Have you ever wondered what would happen if you started your day by blessing it? What if you took a moment each morning to speak life and positivity over your day, regardless of the circumstances you may face? Today, I want to explore the power of blessing your day and the impact it can have on your life. As we seek God's word, we will discover the transformative power of this simple yet profound act of faith. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. In the book of Genesis, we find a beautiful scripture that illustrates the importance of speaking blessings over our lives. In Genesis 1 verse 28, the Bible says, "Then God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.'" By starting each day with a blessing, we align ourselves with God's original intent for us to live fruitful, abundant lives. It sets a positive tone and invites God's presence and favor into every aspect of our day. Just as God spoke blessings over His creation, we too have the authority, through Jesus Christ, to speak blessings over our days and watch as they unfold according to God's perfect plan. So let us explore three key aspects of blessing your day and the impact it can have on your life. Number one, understand the power of words. My dear friends, we need to have a clear understanding of the immense power that lies within our words. Proverbs 18, verse 21, tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So whether we recognize it or not, our words have the ability to shape our reality and influence the course of our lives. When we choose to speak blessings over our days, we are aligning ourselves with God's will and inviting His favor into our lives. The Bible is filled with examples of individuals who understood the power of their words. In the book of Numbers, we find the story of Balaam, a prophet who was hired to curse the Israelites. However, when Balaam opened his mouth to curse them, blessings poured out instead, as we see in Numbers 23, verses 11 to 12. The scripture says, "Then Balak said to Balaam, 'What have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and look, you have blessed them bountifully.' So he answered and said, 'Must I not take heed to speak what the Lord has put in my mouth?'" My friends, these verses would have been irrelevant if words or what we speak didn't matter. This story teaches us that when we align our words with God's purposes, even the intentions of others cannot prevail against us. In the New Testament, we also see Jesus Himself demonstrating the power of speaking blessings. In Mark 11, verses 13 to 14, Jesus encountered a fig tree that had no fruit, and He spoke to the tree, saying, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." And His disciples heard it. The next day, they found the fig tree withered from the roots, as recorded in Mark 11. Verses 20 to 21. This incident showcases the authority we have been given through Christ to speak to the circumstances in our lives and watch them align with our words of faith. When we bless our day, we're not denying the challenges we may face. Instead, we are declaring God's goodness and faithfulness over every situation. We are proclaiming that no matter what comes our way, God's grace is sufficient and His strength is made perfect in our weakness. As 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 reminds us. My friends, your words have creative power. They can either build up or tear down, bring life or bring death. When you choose to bless your day, you are speaking life into your circumstances. You are declaring that God's favor and blessings will follow you all the days of your life, just as Psalm 23, verse 6 assures us. As you start each morning, take a moment to speak blessings over your day. Declare that God's presence goes before you, that His protection surrounds you, and that His wisdom guides your every step. Speak blessings over your family, your work, and your relationships. Declare that every challenge you face will be turned into an opportunity for growth and testimony. Let us recall the story of Jabez, a man whose name meant pain, as we read in 1 Chronicles 4, verses 9 to 10. Despite his circumstances, Jabez cried out to God, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." And God granted him what he requested. Like Jabez, when we boldly ask for God's blessings and declare them over our lives, we can trust that He will answer and transform our circumstances. My dear friends, the power to bless your day lies within you. It is not dependent on your current situation or the challenges you may face. It is rooted in your faith and your willingness to align your words with God's promises. As you consistently bless your day, you will begin to see God's hand moving in your life in ways you never thought possible. So, start each morning by declaring, as Psalm 118, verse 24, encourages us, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." Speak blessings over every aspect of your life, knowing that your words have the power to shape your reality. As you do, watch as God's favor and goodness become evident in your day-to-day experiences. Number 2, align your words with God's promises. My dear friends, it is crucial to understand the importance of aligning your words with God's promises. When we speak in agreement with what God has already declared in His Word, we position ourselves to experience the fullness of His blessings in our lives. In the book of Isaiah, we find a beautiful promise that highlights the power of aligning our words with God's will. Isaiah 55, verse 11 says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." When we declare blessings over our day that are rooted in God's word, we can trust that those blessings will come to pass, for God is faithful to fulfill His promises. Throughout the Bible, we see countless examples of individuals who aligned their words with God's promises and experienced miraculous breakthroughs. Consider the story of Caleb and Joshua in Numbers 13 and 14. When the Israelites were filled with fear and doubt upon hearing the report of the giants in the Promised Land, Caleb and Joshua stood firm in their faith. They declared, in Numbers 13, verse 30, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." Their words, aligned with their trust in God's promise, set them apart and allowed them to experience the fulfillment of God's word. When we face challenges or obstacles in our day, we can choose to align our words with God's promises of victory and provision. Instead of speaking defeat or lack, we can declare, As Philippians 4 verse 19 assures us, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." By speaking blessings that are rooted in God's word, we invite his supernatural provision into our circumstances. My friends, aligning your words with God's promises is an act of faith that demonstrates your trust in his faithfulness. It is a declaration that you believe God's word holds more power than your current circumstances. When you bless your day with promises from Scripture, you are planting seeds of faith that will yield a harvest of blessings in due time. As you navigate through your day, make it a habit to speak blessings that are anchored in God's word. When faced with a difficult situation, declare, as Romans 8 verse 28 promises, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called, to those who are the called according to his purpose." When you feel overwhelmed, remind yourself of God's assurance in Isaiah 41 verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." My dear friends, aligning your words with God's promises is not about using his word as a magic formula, but rather a demonstration of your faith and trust in his character. As you consistently bless your day with the truth of Scripture, you will begin to see your mind renewed and your perspective transformed. You will find yourself walking in greater peace, joy, and confidence, knowing that your words are in harmony with God's will for your life. So, take time to meditate on God's promises and allow them to shape the blessings you speak over your day. As you align your words with God's truth, watch as his blessings unfold in your life in astonishing ways. And number three, understand the transformative impact of blessing your day. My dear friends, when you consistently choose to speak blessings over your day, you set in motion a powerful chain reaction that can alter the course of your life and the lives of those around you. One of the most remarkable effects of blessing your day is the shift it brings in your mindset. As you declare God's goodness and faithfulness over your life, your focus begins to align with his perspective. Instead of dwelling on challenges or limitations, you start to see opportunities for growth and testimonies of his grace. This renewed mindset, rooted in faith, becomes a catalyst for positive change in every area of your life. The Bible offers us a profound example of the transformative power of blessing in the story of Jacob and Esau in Genesis 27. Jacob, through an act of deception, received the blessing meant for his brother Esau. This blessing, spoken by their father, Isaac, set in motion a series of events that shaped the course of Jacob's life and the nation of Israel. While we don't condone Jacob's methods, this story illustrates the significance and potential impact of spoken blessings. When you bless your day, you are not only impacting your own life, but also the lives of those around you. Your words of blessing and faith have the power to encourage, uplift, and inspire others. As you declare God's favor and goodness over your family, your relationships, and your community, you become a conduit of his love and light in a world that desperately needs it. The practice of blessing your day can transform your relationships. When you choose to speak blessings, you create an atmosphere of love, forgiveness, and unity. As Ephesians 4, verse 29 encourages us, Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. By blessing others with your words, you sow seeds of healing, reconciliation, and restoration in your relationships. My friends, the transformative impact of blessing your day extends beyond the present moment. As you consistently align your words with God's promises and speak blessings over your life, you are shaping your future and leaving a legacy of faith for generations to come. Your words of blessing have the power to break generational curses and establish a new foundation of God's goodness and favor in your family line. As you embark on this journey of blessing your day, remember that transformation is a process. It may not happen overnight, but as you persevere in speaking blessings and aligning your words with God's truth, you will begin to see the fruit of your faith manifest in your life. Trust in the promise of Galatians 6, verse 9, which assures us, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." My dear friends, I encourage you to embrace the transformative power of blessing your day. Let your words be a reflection of your faith in God and His unwavering love for you. Speak blessings over every aspect of your life, knowing that as you do, you are partnering with God to bring about His purposes and plans for your life. The transformative impact of blessing your day is not limited to your personal life alone. As you consistently speak blessings and align your words with God's promises, you become a beacon of hope and inspiration to those around you. Just as the words of blessing spoken over Abraham in Genesis 12, verses 2 to 3, declared that he would be a blessing to all the families of the earth, your words of blessing have the power to touch lives that are far beyond your immediate sphere of influence. Furthermore, the practice of blessing your day can transform your perception of challenges and obstacles. Instead of seeing them as insurmountable barriers, you begin to view them as opportunities for growth and demonstrations of God's faithfulness. When faced with trials, you can declare, as James 1 verse 2 encourages us, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." By blessing your day, even in the midst of difficulties, you develop a resilient faith that can withstand any storm. As you make blessing your day a habitual practice, you will find that it becomes a source of strength and encouragement, not only for yourself, but also for others who witness your unwavering faith. Your words of blessing will become a testament to the goodness and faithfulness of God, drawing others to seek Him and experience the transformative power of His love in their own lives. My dear friends, your words have the power to shape your destiny and the destinies of those around you. Choose to use this power wisely, aligning your words with the truth of God's word and the abundance of His blessings. As you do, you will witness the transformative work of God in your life, and you will become a living testimony of His grace and goodness. I declare that you are blessed beyond measure, and that God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, this is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I come before you with a heart full of gratitude and praise. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the God of all creation. Your love knows no bounds, and your faithfulness endures forever. I exalt your holy name, for you alone are worthy of all honor and glory. Your power is limitless, and your wisdom is like no other. I bow before you in humble adoration, acknowledging your sovereignty over every aspect of my life. Lord, I thank you for the gift of life, for the breath in my lungs, and for every beat of my heart. I thank you for the countless blessings you have bestowed upon me and my loved ones, both seen and unseen. Forgive me, Father, for the times I have fallen short of your glory, for the moments when I have allowed doubt and fear to overshadow my faith in you. I repent of my sins and ask for your forgiveness, knowing that your mercy is new every morning. I also choose to forgive those who have wronged me, releasing all bitterness, anger, and resentment. Sovereign Lord, I come before you, embracing the authority you have given me to speak blessings over my day. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. I rebuke and bind every spirit of negativity, doubt, and fear that seeks to hinder my progress. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that every generational curse is broken and a new foundation of your goodness and favor is established in my family line. I declare that your favor surrounds me like a shield and your blessings overtake me. Almighty God, I speak life, joy, and peace over my day, knowing that you are directing my steps and guiding me in the path of righteousness. I declare that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, I pray for your healing touch to flow through every cell, tissue, organ, and system of my body. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every sickness, disease, and spirit of infirmity that tries to attack my physical, mental, and emotional well-being. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed and made whole. Lord, protect me from every scheme of the enemy, every spiritual attack, and every attempt to steal my joy and peace. Lead me away from all evil and temptation. I plead the blood of Jesus over my life, over my loved ones, and all that concerns me. I declare that no evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come near my dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Father, I extend these same blessings and prayers over my loved ones. I declare that we are blessed and highly favored, that we walk in divine health and wholeness, and that we are protected by your mighty hand. Let your love and grace abound in our lives, and let us experience the transformative power of your presence. I declare that we are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, and that we are blessed in our coming in and our going out. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come into agreement, united in faith and purpose, as we lift up one another in prayer. We thank you for the power of our words and the authority you have given us to speak blessings over our days. We declare victory over every challenge we face, knowing that you are fighting our battles and leading us into triumph. We claim healing for every physical, emotional, and spiritual wound, trusting in your restorative power. We give thanks for the work you are doing in our lives, even when we cannot see it. We ask for your protection and guidance as we navigate the path you have set before us. Lord, fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. Empower us to walk in boldness and faith, and grant us the wisdom to align our words with your promises. As we bless our days and speak life over our circumstances, let us be a beacon of hope and light to those around us. Let our faith be contagious, inspiring others to seek your face and experience the transformative impact of your love. Lord, use us as vessels of your grace as we declare your goodness and faithfulness in every situation. We speak life, healing, and restoration over our families, our relationships, and our communities. We declare that we are blessed to be a blessing, and that your favor rests upon us, opening doors that no man can shut. We declare that everything is working for us and not against us. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.